seem to see a certain kind of coherence in the way things look here that isn't totally, it's not dictated that you have to look a certain way.
Exactly.
It happens to look that way.
Exactly.
What's going on?
I agree with you. And
set up by a lot of artists, a lot of musicians, but not everything sounds the same. So what's up here?
What's beautiful about that is that you're absolutely right. It's not being dictated. It's a bunch of artists and musicians doing what they want to do.
Yeah.
And that's unique it's so unique to New Orleans in the United States, because there's hardly any other places that really are like that. It's like there's no scene, like, it's not like New York or LA where it's like, you know, everyone's trying to fit into this thing. It's like New Orleans is a place where it's so laid back and so loving and so it's just an opportunity for you to do what you want to do. And so no one's really trying to fit this mold. It's like gutter punk people, like kids, and like, you know, jazz musicians and rock musicians, and you know, it's like,
you're saying they're not definitely those molds.
They're not definitely those molds, because they don't define themselves as such. It's like, if you're, as an outside observer, you might look and be like, oh, that's the gutter punk band, or that's the rock band, or like, here's the 40s, and here's like this brass band or whatever. But in New Orleans, it's just like, I mean, on the real shit where like people who really know can really flow between all those different boundaries and not have it be a stylistic box, or put people in a stylistic box, which is like, that's artistic freedom, you know, like that's true artistic freedom.
So, and you're looking for artistic freedom.
Of course, who isn't as an artist?
Well, it's important to get it down. It's a lot of things, you know, one of the reasons for asking questions of artists and musicians is because people presume things. One of the cultural things in the world that goes on is that we make presumptions that aren't necessarily always the case, because, you know,
that's true. Now that I think about it, a lot of artists aren't looking for artistic freedom. If you know, if you're like an LA band looking to just hit, like make a hit and blow up, you really are looking for artistic freedom. You're looking for something else. You're looking for money. You're looking for power. You know, it's like perhaps picture is being taken. But in New Orleans, it's like people just want to. It's so beautiful because people just want to live their lives. Have fun, enjoy their lives, you know. And it's just people enjoying their lives and making music and making art.
Now that you're writing songs will be on a plethora of subjects.
Right.
Is there some kind of way that you're going to express yourself that has to do with these kinds of perceptions of what is nice about this, these things, and these things that you're perceiving or injecting yourself into?
Well, I think as a songwriting subject, I have not gone there. But I think that hopefully the whole output as a whole will reflect this thing that you're talking about, that we're talking about right now. Perhaps not something so specific, but in any one particular song, although I suppose it's possible. I mean, I just started a super funky, soulful band, and I'm trying to write songs. You know, it's hard to write. Like, in a way, there's kind of a form for these songs, and it's a real incredible challenge to write songs in this vein. You know,
in the vein of that band.
In the vein of, like, this is like a funky dance band. You know, there's kind of like parentheses around what, you know, around like what I'm trying to write toward with that band.
What, in terms of funky dance music, what do you like? What's really moved you?
Oh man! Well, I tell you what, I never knew, like, going to hear DJ Schultzsister and listening to her show. I'll call her out by name because she really hit me to this music. Well, not funk, but like this particular subset of funk that I wasn't as familiar with.
What's that subset?
At like sort of the late '70s disco funk kind of period.
And so, is this what you're interested in?
Somewhat, sure.
But the writing, though, is it going to reflect the sorts of things that were going on in those records? Or, I mean, now I'm talking, of course, about the lyrical content.
Sure.
Does it reflect something different, or is it about something different?
No, it reflects my life, things in my life that I want to write about, certainly. But it's, I'm writing toward kind of a, this, I don't want to say a formula, but definitely a mold of some sorts. And I think the first couple of results are actually pretty, I'm really happy with.
Tell them who's in the band, right?
The first incarnation of it, here April, circa April 2009, is Jamel Williams and Aurora Neeland on trumpet and alto saxophone, and they also sing. And Danny Abel on guitar, and Eddie Christmas on the drums.
I like this because...
All New Orleans.
The thing that's interesting about that to me as a lineup is that it's a very divergent set of people.
Right.
For the kind of thing that you're about.
Right.
Because people do associate people certain kinds of things.
Certainly.
Like, for instance, Eddie Christmas plays with Cleary, or was playing... I don't know what this church is, but I saw many years that way. And
sure.
So, and the interesting thing about that is John is a master of that. I mean, he knows all that, like, Soul Sister stuff. He actually came both those records. Like,
right, exactly.
He's really a fan of that, so that's involved in these things. So Eddie sure. is someone who you can see really from that.
Oh, absolutely.
But you just played a set with Aurora.
Right, he's not going to hear anything, sound anything like that.
Anything like that. And so this is wonderful to me because you have them, you have very different people in one sub, one so you're sort of just giving the subject matter
there. Yeah. Yeah, we'll see how it works out. It's been cool so far.